Welcome to Marketing for the Sales Guy, a podcast that aims to share marketing ideas that salespeople can use, but also hopefully will be relevant to B2B marketers that want to see sales results from their marketing efforts. Okay, hi everybody. A solo podcast today on the topic of purpose and marketing in B2B. Everywhere you look now, purpose is becoming an important part of the message brands are communicating. We are told that the modern consumer cares about the environment, social and governance issues, ESG. They care so much it impacts their purchasing decisions and brand choices. Which brands they buy, which brands they care about or follow. Especially modern consumers, the millennials and younger, the Gen Z, or the future groups of customers, the purpose generation, is maybe what we could refer to them as. Though not just millennials, the evidence suggests older customers are rethinking their purchasing choices too. So maybe purpose is now or is becoming an important factor for B2C marketing. But the question is, what about B2B marketing? Is it really important in B2B marketing? Are professional buyers influenced by purpose messaging? Okay, maybe they're not, but is purpose a strategic part or a consideration in purchasing decisions? Well, let's define purpose first. What do we mean by that? One definition I've seen is a company's reason for being beyond profits that guides its business growth and impact on society. It's a little formal, but I think it's clear enough. A recent survey by the Association of National Advertisers in the US suggests that it is becoming more important for B2B marketing. So let's have a look at some data. 70 to 80% of respondents believe it contributes to greater success for companies with purpose than those without. They also say it helps support recruitment and motivate sales teams. And finally, 57% of companies are more focused on this than they were 3 years ago. Well, is that because there are more millennials involved in B2B purchasing now? If they are the category of consumers that are more influenced by purpose? Well, millennials are not as young as you think, obviously not including myself in that category. That group of millennials now includes anyone from 25 to 40 years old. I think there are some 70% of millennials are involved in product or service purchasing decisions being made at companies now. So they're in purchase decision-making positions. So one suggestion is that young B2B buyers base their purchasing decisions differently, in part on subjective judgments, such as cultural fit, and inspirational elements, such as social responsibility. Is that correct? Different generational buyers have a different basis for B2B decisions? Well, maybe. Research does seem to suggest that. There was an article in Harvard Business Review suggesting something similar. But here's the thing. Purpose marketing messages don't just reach buyers. They also reach employees. As long as the actions are genuine, they can encourage greater advocacy by employees. Simon Sinek, I think, put it best. Working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we care about is called a passion. So that, in turn, can be a powerful influence on buyers. Many buyers saying that kind of employee advocacy, which is genuine, is much more influential than CEO statements or other marketing messages. So if purpose marketing is important in B2B, is everyone doing it? Well, maybe not. The same survey I mentioned earlier showed that only 24% have activated purpose within their company, let alone started marketing that. Activated in this sense, meaning embedding purpose across the business totally, from the culture and innovation to all the operations and engagements with society. Again, another kind of formal definition, but I think that pretty much covers what we mean by is purpose activated. So why not? Why aren't companies implementing purpose or taking advantage of that in their marketing messages? Well, there could be a number of reasons. For some, I guess it feels more like a PR exercise rather than an authentic message. So senior management and marketers may not be able to get behind it. Maybe it's a case of none of the competitors are using it. So then why should other companies invest? Maybe it's too difficult. The company doesn't have the capacity to adopt, or there's no clear intrinsic link to the business. It might be a subjective factor in decision-making, but it's still not the main or decisive factor. So maybe companies are not willing to invest in that. So if B2B decision-makers don't really care about purpose, what are the priorities for them? Well, simply put, I guess they fall into a number of categories. What financial benefits will this purchase give my company? How will this product benefit my company or my business more generally? How do I know my business can trust this product or service? And maybe how will this purchase affect me personally? So if those are the main or some of the core considerations for B2B decision makers, can purpose influence any of those areas? Maybe it could impact the first two, financial benefits and other benefits to the company. If you are working with a brand with a strong purpose message, there may be a brand halo effect. It could change perceptions of how buyers see your brand, simply because you are working with or doing business buying from another brand that has very strong messaging in that area. Or it could be a security or a hedge for the future, in the sense that maybe regulations or internal policies may change, may dictate that you are purchasing from purpose-driven companies. So in that sense, you're kind of hedging against a trend. You're actually getting in early and making decisions based on purpose before it becomes a requirement. Maybe it also provides a degree of trust and brand security. If you are buying from a thoughtful, sensitive brand that invests a great deal in purpose, maybe that brand will be less likely to bring you unwanted bad publicity, or have bad business practices. They're investing so much in purpose. Maybe it's a better quality of company, less a risk to you. Maybe. Subjectively, personally, the buyer may feel better about the purchase, knowing that his company and this other company you're buying from are aligned on some purpose. So we can't discount the subjective or more personal aspect of decision making which comes in. So some other things to consider around this topic, and there are, I must admit, I have to give some credit here to some great questions from an article by Stephen DuPont when considering purpose-driven marketing in B2B. I'll provide a link to this article. So one question he asks is our purpose genuine? If not, do we still want to focus on that? There might be an adverse reaction if it appears to be cynical marketing. Next question. Are our employees really on board with this, or do they see it as cynical marketing? You may not get the full benefits if your people are not spreading the word, or they may even sabotage efforts if it really is seen as cynical marketing. This is one area of marketing where some transparency and communication with employees would be to a company's advantage for sure. Next question. How sensitive are you to your customers' thinking on these issues? So I think some investment, in, whether it's surveys or focus groups, probably required here, but you need to find out what your customer is thinking on these issues. If the purpose you want to focus on is not unique, is it worth focusing on? Is it worth pursuing? Does it give you an advantage in some way? Or do you have to do it? Are your competitors already doing it? So it's table stakes. These are considerations as well. A couple more tricky questions that he also posed. Should you have one major purpose or focus, or have a position on every issue? Will you take a position on really difficult issues? Do you have the talent to speak to those issues? Will the customers and employees forgive those companies if they make mistakes? I think this is a really interesting one, because it is a measure of how much trust exists for your brand already. And if there is trust, it enables you to be much more genuine in your efforts going forward, potentially providing some benefits. Are we actually contributing in a positive way to the issue? Now, you would hope so. You would think real success stories, real results, would be the best form of purpose marketing, because you can include these in your marketing messages. In that way, you can ensure there's some real positive impact. I guess the real issue is maybe that you're not just seen to be helping, but you're making a substantive change to solving an issue over just helping. That would be a real contribution and something worth developing a marketing message around. So what do I think are the key takeaways on this topic? I think it is becoming more important to whether you include this in your marketing or not, to at least discuss it, the pros and cons. Whether you go ahead with it is another matter, but it probably should be discussed at some level. And you know, many of the questions we've discussed today should be at least entertained, I think. Certainly the last number of questions that Stephen DuPont shared. If you are going to do something, get your employees on board with it and get them involved at a very early discussion stage, so they are totally on board with the whole process and are much more likely to buy into your efforts to market purpose in your messaging. Also, make sure there is a genuine part of your operations throughout the company that produces real measurable contribution. That way you can counter any claims that it's cynical marketing or that you're just jumping on the bandwagon. I think if you are able to show a real positive contribution to solving a problem and demonstrate that in your messaging as well, that's going to be far more impactful. So thank you very much for joining me today. Any thoughts you have on purpose marketing, do let me know. I'd be very interested to carry on this conversation or indeed have this conversation with a guest. So do let me know. And for now, take care. Bye-bye.
So thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, do share. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. If you want to access other podcasts and related articles, you can visit us at omjmedia.com. That's omjmedia.com. Until next time, bye-bye.